I hate waiting. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable, especially when I don't know what I'm waiting on. It's been over a year now, and I don't know what's going on. I don't have any answers. I feel like I'm in limbo. I'm not sure what to do. I should say, I'm not sure what I should be doing. I need answers. I don't have any. As my friend Pastor Harold says, when you need guidance, you should pray. Okay, I'll pray again for the 100th time. But I don't know if this time's going to make any difference. Gracious and Almighty Father, thank you. God, are you there? I don't feel you. I don't see you. I feel so alone. I prayed so many times, Lord, and I don't get any answers. I'm struggling, Lord. Where are you?
I'm here.
I don't feel you, Lord. I don't know what to do. I need your help.
I'm here. I do hear you. I have not gone anywhere.
God, what have I done to make you not love me? What have I done to make you not care if I'm struggling?
I do care, and I do love you. You are my child, and
I
will always love you.
I don't feel you, Lord. I don't know what to do. Do you see me as the failure that I think I am?
My child, you are not a failure.
Do you really have a plan for me? Oh, Lord, have I screwed up so badly that you've given up on me too?
I have not given up on you and never will. Yes, I have a plan for you. For you and all of my children.
Lord, why have you taken so long to answer my prayers? I feel so alone. Do you know I'm struggling, Lord?
I have seen your struggles. I have been here, but you haven't heard me.
Lord, please help me. I need to know what to do. What is your plan for me, Lord?
It is not yet the right time to show you my plan.
Not the right time? Do you know I'm struggling? And having answers would really, really help, Lord.
Trust me.
I'm trying, Lord, but it's not easy.
If you trust me, why are you struggling?
I feel like a failure, Lord. I feel like I haven't been a good father. I haven't provided for my family. Lord, I've tried. And nothing has worked. Lord, nobody wants me.
Ron, has your wife left you for a more successful man?
No.
Has she berated you for not being a good provider?
No. She's actually been very supportive. She tells me we're going to get through this and everything's going to be okay.
And you're not homeless with no shelter, no heat, no water, because you couldn't pay your bills.
No. We've had to cut back, but so far we've made it.
So what have you failed at?
Are you telling me this is all my fault, Lord? Are you saying it's all in my mind? Is that what you're telling me?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Are you saying this is all in my mind? That all my struggles are just me?
No, I have seen you struggle.
Then why haven't you done anything, Lord? Why have you let me fail? Why haven't you just fixed it, Lord?
My child, Through struggle comes strength. My plans for you will require strength, faith, and strength of character.
Then what's your plan, Lord? How do I know when it'll end? I'm in limbo here. Help me.
You are frustrated, and I dare say angry. It is not for you to know when things will happen. That's my part. I know what I have next for you, what it is, and when it will happen. Did you like your last job?
In the beginning, yeah. But in the end, no. I was so unhappy.
Were you going to leave? Look for a new job because you were unhappy?
No.
Why?
The money was good.
So you stayed in a job you didn't like just because of money? That's not what I want for you. I want better for you. I needed you to leave that job to be ready for what comes next.
Okay. So what's next?
You were going to leave on your own, were you, Ron?
No.
I don't want to see you in a job you hate. You needed a nudge.
You call that a nudge?
Are you happier now?
Yeah, but that's not the point.
I needed you available for what comes next, and you weren't listening to your heart, your family, or to me.
Fine.
The money wasn't what was important.
Fine. I have no job. I'm available. What's next?
I need you to be ready and accepting of what comes next.
How do I know when I'm ready?
You need patience.
Fine. Dear Lord, please give me patience and give it to me now.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, I know. How do I get ready?
With patience and prayer. Do you trust me?
Back to trust, huh? Yes and no. Like, do I believe in the Bible and all the formal stuff about you and your son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit? Yeah, I'm right there. I believe that you are God, and I believe in Jesus Christ, your son, and I believe in the Holy Spirit. Yep, I believe in all that.
But?
Do I believe that I'm somehow special and that things are going to work out for me and I just have to sit back and wait for it to happen?
That's not what I said. I said, I have a plan for you, but you still have a big part in that plan, making decisions to follow my path or not. Do you remember when you and your wife wanted a child?
Yeah, about that. I waited a long time to be a father, Lord.
I wanted you and your wife to be ready. When you were ready, I gave you a child.
And I'm very, very thankful for her. But you know what, Lord? When we were ready for another child, we prayed, and nothing happened. We didn't have any more children.
I have big plans for your daughter. She is going to turn her struggles into a love for others that she will show the world through her music and her family. She will be a bright light to those around her. She needed all the love, time, and support you and your wife could possibly give. I have guided you in other ways of your life as well. When you were laid off from your previous job, did you get a severance package?
Yeah.
And how long was it for?
6 months.
And when did you get your next job?
5.5 months.
Was that job available when you were laid off?
No. It wasn't created until 4 months into it.
And what about your first job in IT many years ago? Did you get that?
Timing. My boss and I sat next to the hiring manager at lunch, and we talked about me taking computer classes in college, and He said I should apply for the job.
And the job after that?
Yeah, okay, I get it. You've had a hand in my jobs.
It's more than just having a hand in those jobs. It has all been part of my plan for you. My plan is about more than just your jobs. Living here in Maple Grove, being a member of Crosswinds is part of the plan, too. I brought you to this house and showed you this family that I want you and your family to be a part of. You left, though, didn't you?
Yeah. We thought we were missing something, so we left. Went to a whole bunch of other different churches, and nothing ever felt right.
And you came back here, where I wanted you to be, part of this family. This church is part of my plan for you.
Okay.
And after all that, you still have a hard time trusting me, that I have a plan, and when the timing is right, you will know my plan.
Lord, trusting you is easy when things are good. It's hard when things aren't going well. It's a struggle. My fear takes over and tells me to doubt you. I'm sorry, Lord, that my faith isn't as strong as it should be.
Don't be sorry, my child. I understand. My love for you is never ending.
Okay. So what is it you want me to do, Lord?
Well, I want you to do three things.
Okay. What are they?
Continue to pray and read Scripture. Faith is not something you get one day and it never changes. There have been and will be days when your faith is strong and times when your faith is weak. I am here on both of those times. Through prayer and Scripture, you will be strengthened. Through prayer and Scripture, you will see that you are not alone.
Okay, I can do that.
More than just on Sundays when you come to church.
Yeah, I got that part. What's next?
Trust in me.
That's easier said than done, Lord.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Did you just quote Bobby McFerrin?
Well, I was the inspiration for the song. Tell me, do you worry that the sun won't rise tomorrow?
No.
Do you worry what will happen if gravity fails?
No.
Trust that I have a plan for you, and my timing is perfect. I will make that plan known to you when the time is right. I want you to trust me and be willing to follow where I lead you. It may be out of your comfort zone, but I will be beside you the whole way.
Okay. I'll work on that. What's the third thing, Lord?
Live your life. Waiting on me should not be your focus. I know you and will know when the time is right. Don't pause your life because you're waiting on me. Live, laugh, love.
Really? Again with another cliche, Lord?
Where do you think that came from? It's not wrong. Focus on your family, your loved ones, your church, your faith, your service. I know where to find you. Make yourself available to me. Trust me and follow me always. Until then, live.
I have felt for so long, Lord, that I've been holding my breath, waiting for something, that I have to be ready to jump, that I can't do the rest. I can't live. I don't know how to do this on my own, Lord.
You're not alone.
I feel better after talking with you about this. I know that you're with me.
And that's not what I meant. I mean, you're not alone in your life.
Hello?
Hey, Ron.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How about you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm struggling today trying to figure out what to do.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. Well, there's an Ohio State football game on today. Why don't you come over? We could eat pizza, watch the game, relax for a while. We could talk during the commercials. It's going to be okay.
That sounds good. Are you sure?
Of course. I'm here for you anytime, buddy.
Okay. I'll see you in a bit. Hey, honey?
Yeah?
I'm going to go over to Steve and Michelle's and watch the game with Steve. I'll be back in a few hours.
Okay. I'll be here when you get back. I love you.
I love you too.